this in court. So what is then on the notice board? Switch B. If you forget, then you are not God. that's what Prabhupada.
The Maharaj is supposed to say that
okay? This is for preaching argument that if you are under the, now you are forgetting your own identity, then how you are God? God never forgets. This is one thing to defeat my identity. This is Prabhupada 69, okay? Dharma Sansthapanarthaya. Verse 7, let us read this word. Yada yada ni dharmasya glani bhavati bharata abhyotatham adharmasya tadatmanam sujanam. So here this, why this photo is put here? To show us that he is sujami, he is not born. You know the word Sarjami, can you see the word Sarjami in the verse? He is not created, he appeared. Appeared. How he appeared, that was what was there. How he appeared in the person of the Kamsa, can you see? In front of Devaki and Vasudeva, he appeared as Narayan, Vishnu. Then he transformed himself in his original form, Krishna. Can you see the original form of Krishna? What is the original form of Krishna? Who is Krishna to Bhagavan Swayam? Is Krishna God? Is God Krishna? Is Krishna God? God is Krishna, Krishna is God? Prabhupada never used the word God for Krishna. He always says Supreme Personality of God. So who is Swayam Bhagavan? Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Gopa Vesha Dhari Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. In Vrindavan, when he is in the form of coward boy, that is Swayam Bhagavan. Gopa Vesha Dhari. Krishna is the Bhagavan Swayam. So this is Swayam Bhagavan. Then he transformed into his original form. So Vishnu form is also original form. That's what he said. So this is how he appears, manifests. This is the translation of the verse. What is the translation of this verse? Who will read? Paduni Radha, can you read this? Descend myself. Descend means? What is descend? You mean? Descend means he was already ascending, now he is descending. So from his Golok, now he comes down. It's like you have your friend or your son or your father or your husband or whatever you call in some other country, and you have some trouble at home and you call him. And he, next day he comes, what he says, he just landed. He just landed. He just, what the word here is, he just descended from the aeroplane. He just landed. So he was somewhere already, now he just came here. So he was already somewhere. So Krishna is like on his Golok Dham, when he is called upon by his devotees, petition and request, out of God's mercy, he descends. Avatar, the word is avatar. Avatar means descending down. Descends, okay? So what is dharma? This is from purpose. What is dharma? Can somebody read what is dharma? The principle of dharma is dharma. They are direct order of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in your purport there is also quote. Dharma Saksat Bhagavat Pranitam. So dharma is only given by God, not by anybody else. Okay? These principles are throughout Bhagavad Gita. So what is the dharma ultimately in Bhagavad Gita? Sarva dharma paritya mahamekam charanam prajam. So this is very contradictory, isn't it? I am coming to establish dharma and then he said give up all dharma. All the differences are reconciled only in the Supreme Lord. Can you see till this time? In one verse he says something, in verse he says something else. But both are true. Once, 72 Kumbh Mela, Prabhupada was there at the Kumbh Mela in Ilaga. And one of Prabhupada's disciples, Madhumesh, he was saying, there is no difference between Krishna and Balaram. Only difference is the color. Krishna is Shyama Varan and Balaram is Gauravaran. It's the white, like the camphor of the milk. And that's in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yes, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Krishna and Balaram are only difference in the color of the body. They are same Lord. Right? And then another disciple of Srila Prabhupada, Yamuna Devi, she said, no, there's another difference. Krishna can enjoy Radharani, but Balaram cannot. It's also a valid point. And there was a hard discussion. So, Kumar Krishna goes from effort, Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, Madhudesh is saying there's no difference between Krishna and Balaram. Only difference is the color. Prabhupada, yes, that is right. Then said Prabhupada, but Yamuna Devi is saying there is a difference. Krishna can enjoy Radharani, not the Balaram. Prabhupada said, yes, that is also right. Then Mahavishnu Goswami said, how can both be right when they have a different statement? Prabhupada said, you are also right. But it means about absolute truth we cannot know in full. About absolute truth we cannot know in full. It is like six blind men touching the elephant and everybody is saying elephant is like this. And they are right in their own context. The one who is touching the leg of the elephant is like a pillar. Touching to the trunk of the elephant says it is like a tree branch. The body of the elephant is like a wall. Everybody is right. But somebody says, the whole elephant is not wall, that is not tree. So that's what our position is. We cannot understand, comprehend the whole Supreme. So when he is saying Sarva Dharma Paritya, he is also right. When he is saying Akhisthapit Dharma, he is also right. And we cannot understand this. This is absolute. We only understand an ansa matra. Little. So the ultimate principle of dharma is sarva dharma parijamame kamshanam. Can somebody, since you are here for bhakti shastri, really you want to relish this higher place in this subject matter than the dialogue between the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Raya? will explain what is the dharma. He's asking what is the highest dharma. Started from Varnashram and went up till the Madhurya Bhav, then Mahaprabhu was satisfied. So there is a, you know all in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is one full chapter, the dialogue between Ramana Raya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But the dharma is start from Varnashram, and here Krishna is giving Varnashram dharma. And Mahaprabhu said, that's all right, but aage kaho, say something more. So I'm saying, this is not subject of topic of our subject, but if you are interested, you can see the highest dharma is to love God. So this is in Bhagavad Gita, Lord directly orders at the end of the Gita. So there are different stages of, you know. It's going great, but ultimately there is the dharma. Abhidhanam. Abhidhanam means predominance. Adharmasya means religion. What it means actually? God is eternal, dharma is eternal, dharma is sanatan, God is sanatan, then how it did a role in it? It actually means the people who are following the dharma, they give peace. The people who are irreligious, they increase. It's not the dharma increase or decrease, it is the people who follow the dharma, they decrease, and the people who follow the adharma, they increase. The balance is this dharma. Always on this planet, Divau Sargau Loke Asmin Dev Asur Evacha. 16th chapter Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, always there is two type of creation, demonic and divine. That's all there. But when the balance is different, disturbed, when the demonic increases and divine decreases, that is called Abhyodhanam Adhramasya. It means the demonic people are increased as compared to the divine. Is it, you understand what they were in? Like, yoga never disappears, but the people who follow yoga disappear. That knowledge disappears means there are no people who understand that knowledge. No Rajarishis are there. Then the wrong people giving wrong commentary and the whole sense is disturbed. So, this is like Krishna told to us that I appear to establish the dharma when there is a rise in the religion. So Arjuna might ask, for that purpose you can send your son or your representative that can do the job? It can be done. Yes, it can be done. Prabhupada is a nice Prabhupada. You should read this whole Prabhupada of the 7th verse. Well, same God appears, but according to circumstances, He only teaches the subject as much the people have a common sense to understand. Like same professor of mathematics, if he goes to the first standard, he will teach 2 plus 2 is equal to 4. But same professor when he teaches the PhD student, he will discuss something higher mathematics. So similarly, same God is coming in different incarnation and he, according to the circumstances, he speaks something according to the needs, time and circumstances. But God is same. Like professor, same mathematics, but he is teaching to which type of people. So, like God can send any human to you also, that's also true. But then, why you appear yourself? This is the question of Arjuna said. Then Krishna is giving this answer. Let's read this verse. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chatushkam dharma samsthapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So here is this translation. Yes. To Yes, to deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants. So every millennium, every yuga, in every day of Brahma and every kalpa of Brahma, I manifest myself for three purposes. There are three purposes in this verse. Can you see? First, deliver pious. Second, annihilate miscreants. And third, re-establish Dharma. These are the three functions I perform when I come. Sometimes people ask, why God only appears in Bharatavarsha, not in any other country? Why Krishna? Why God's incarnation are only in India? Why not all over the world? Prabhupada addressed this point in the Prabhupada. God can appear anywhere if He wants. I sometimes answer this to people something like that. Whenever I'm preaching, I said, so I am here in this country or your town for last 10 days. But today I am in your house. Why 10 days before I was not in your house? Was the answer. But today you invited me, therefore I came. If you invite, then God comes. But nobody is inviting. They don't know God. They are not inviting, so how will God come there? You understand? So in this India, there are pious people like Advaita Acharya who appeared before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he begged and pleaded Mahaprabhu to appear. But who is there who is pleading in any country for God to appear? If you invite, then he will come. You know, if you invite, then he comes. And he can come out of his also mercy. He can come out of his mercy. Like he can come. He can be. He is appearing in any species. He is appearing on any planet. So why not? In other words, this Bharat verse was not simply the India which now we have the small map. This whole planet was called Ilavarth verse and Bharat verse. Now we have divided into different pieces and different rulers. But before, this was the whole one planet. So there is no problem with that. God can appear anywhere that Prabhupada says. So, is God appearing to annihilate the miscreant? Is it his principle, object in coming? Will Krishna come himself? Is he really coming to annihilate the miscreants? No. That can be done by disasters, normally earthquake, tsunami, drought, excess rain, floods, killing, wars, killing. Krishna is not supposed to kill. Hare Krishna. Once I was standing in a queue, to get some ticket or something. Somehow the person who was on the front, his head hit on the wall, got like this. And he was looking back to me and he said, why you are pushing? I said, please excuse me, I am not pushing. I am simply breathing and you are getting pushed, what can I do? I am simply breathing. Or coming in your head. I am not responsible. So when Krishna comes, he is simply touching the nipple of Putna. If Putna dies, what is Krishna's problem? So killing is not this. Hare Krishna. You know, bitter nut is called pani, you know. Western people may not be knowing palm. You know palm? The bitter nut is offered to the Lord. Okay? After the prasad to the Lord, they appear the green leaf with something called palm. So Lord Vishnu usually after taking prasad, he asks for palm. Somebody should give him bitter nut. It's called mouth freshener. Even our temple we offer, but we don't take as we put in Jamuna. So Lord Vishnu was that day asking Yamraj, and he said, Ja means go, Paan means Paan, La means bring Paan. So what did Vishnu told to the Yamraj? Ja, Paan, La. go bring palm. Yamuna did not understand. He went all the way to Japan, and Japan, he brought the whole Japan. Tsunami in Japan, he just devoted everything and he brought it. Japan la pura Japan laya. Japan. You know Japan? Japan? Japan is a country. This is Japan. So he understood that this is not palm, it's better than the whole Japan. Bring the whole Japan. For destruction, simply the Yamaraj can bring the whole Japan in a moment. No problem. Japan like this. So is he coming to re-establish the principle of religion? Principle? No. He can send his representative. He can send his representative as Muhammad and establish the Islam. He can send Islam as Jesus Christ and establish the religious principle. Yes. So the principal reason for Krishna to appear is Parijanaya Sadhana. To deliver the pious. But more than that is, there's more than that in this, so we'll see the comments of our previous Ajahn. Dharma means principle of religion and Sanskapa means to establish. This is the meaning, okay? And Arthaya means for the purpose of. So I appear for this purpose, okay? So who can read this? What? Yes? But your devotees, the Raja Rishis and Brahma Rishis, can rectify the destruction of Dharma and increase of the Adharma. They can do that by preaching, okay? Then why is it necessary that you make an appearance? Just like we discussed, you can send your representative, which are Brahma Rishis and Raja Rishis. So why you appear? That is true, Krishna says, that is true. But I come to perform feasts which are very difficult for others to do. That is expressed in this verse. What feasts I do that brother cannot do, that is expressed in this verse. What are these? See here. I appear for delivering Tranaya. My dedicated devotee Sadhunam, whose hearts are bursting with longing for me, who are suffering due to their devotion for destroying the evil-minded persons like Ravan, Kansa and Keshi, who give suffering to my devotees and who cannot be killed by anyone except me. Nobody can kill them except me. So this is a special feast. Special feet. Nobody can. They have all the bones. Nobody can kill them except Supreme Lord. Kamsa, Ravan, Keshi. And for establishing in a firm way the supreme dharma of meditating on me, worshipping, serving me, and singing about me, which cannot be instituted by anyone but me. Sanskapanarthaya. This is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's mood. Nobody can come and preach how to meditate on me. Prabhupada said, Krishna appears, then we know who is God. Then we meditate on him and we can recognize who is God. Otherwise, we can speculate about God and concoct some other form of the God. If God don't appear, how can we know that who is God? So, I do this in every yuga, in the day of Brahma, in every kalpa, day of Brahma. In this act, one should not worry that the Lord is being prejudiced in punishing the evil-minded. By killing them, the Lord delivers even those most sinful asuras from samsara, means birth and death, and from receiving the hellish punishment due to their various sinful actions. The last punishment in the form of killing should thus be seen as mercy. The prefix sam, where is the prefix sam? धर्म संस्थापनार्थाय, संस्थापनार्थाय, सम स्टैंड फॉर सम्यक करेक्टली. द मीनिंग ऑफ द संस्थापनार्थाय देयरफॉर इज टू करेक्टली एस्टैब्लिशिंग द धर्म व्हिच अदर्स कैन नॉट डू प्रॉपरली. Which others cannot do properly. Something somebody can do, but not all. So this is the reason I appear. This is that a more higher purpose of appearance of Krishna. But this logic in my preaching, I say, even when Krishna said, I am coming for devotee pleasure, okay, I say, you appear to protect the Prahlad Maharaj as Narsingadev. You killed Hiranyakashipu and then you disappear. So that is okay. But what is the purpose of your Krishna? You would appear, you could appear like that also. Then Krishna is speaking, this was once Prabhupada, among his all senior devotees, disciples, he said, which is the most important verse of Bhagavad Gita? So some devotee said, Prabhupada, sar dharma paltaje. I said, okay, yes. Somebody says, tadvidhi pranipatena pariparshane. That's very good. But somebody said, Prabhupada, man mana bhav mad bhakto is very important. Yes. But still Prabhupada, still you can. And on that day, particularly Prabhupada said, the most important verse of Bhagavad Gita is, read now. Janma karma chate devyam evam yode vita svata tyakva devam punar janma nayati mame kisvata. This is the most important verse of Bhagavad Gita. So he appears to perform a sweet and wonderful pastime that people will remember for centuries and millions and get perfected. So here this picture is given here. He is performing the pastime of taking the shoes of Nanda Baba on the head. This pastime is so sweet. A Bhakti Vatsalya Krishna, that whoever hears this, he can never forget Krishna. So he is appearing as to manifest his divine leelas in Vrindavan pastime, which nowhere else you can see. Is it okay? One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, takes his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode version. So what is the purpose ultimately of the dharma? To get liberated from birth and death. Ultimately, the purpose of dharma is to get liberated from repeated birth and death. Right? So this is the simplest method to get out of that. Simply by knowing the causal appearance of Krishna's appearance and his activities. So this is the easiest method. Nothing to meditate, nothing to stand like Hiranyakashipu with hands up. You know, Hiranyakashipu tapasya. Hiranyakashipu was doing asana with the hands up and standing on the toes for years. No need. So now, see, here Vishwanatha Chakravarti Pad is speaking. You will be successful just by knowing the truth about my birth, which was previously described. And after my birth, my activities, there is expressed in this verse, my birth and my activities. Means Jan and Leela. So these two acharyas, Ramanuja Acharya and Madhusudana Saraswati says that Divya means non-material. Janma karma cha me जन्म कर्म जमे दिव्यम मीन्स नॉन मटीरियल स्पिरिचुअल. श्री गोस्वामी से दिव्य मीन्स अनकॉमन. एज दिस मीन्स दैट इट इज नॉट रिलेटेड टू दिस मटीरियल वर्ल्ड. It also means the spiritual. Being spiritual beyond the gunas means that the last birth and activities are eternal. Jiva Goswami also explained, quoting from Bhagavatam in the Bhagavat Sandat, that the Lord has no material birth or activities. That is the meaning of the way. Or the word Divya can also mean not approachable by logic or inconceivable. So Lord's birth and activities are inconceivable, cannot be understood by non-devotees. On the strength of words of the Shruti and Smriti, Purushottam Bodhini Shruti 4.3 of the Pitlani branch of the Vedas says, एको देवो नित्य लीला रुक्तो भक्त व्यापी भक्त इत्यात्मराम आत्मराम. जी रीडी प्रभु जी वन नॉट इज इनकंसीवेबल. So engage in eternal pastime is spread in the devotees and resides in the devotees' heart. So this is all the meaning of Divya. यो वेति तत्वतः वन हु नोज इट बट एवरीथिंग आर ट्रूली एटर्नल तत्वतः इन दिस सेंस बेस्ड ऑन माय स्टेटमेंट हु ऑन हु स्टेटमेंट तत्वतः बेस्ड ऑन माय स्टेटमेंट दैट आई एम अनबॉर्न सी दिस मेडिटेड ऑन दिस quotation from Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. Read, first you read softly within your heart and then meditate. Tattvata means that is tattvata, that is the meaning of tattvata. Tattva by the words spoken by Krishna himself. But he said if we accept that there is tattva, anybody else can say anything, but Krishna said about himself, there is the truth. Yogati tattva also means one who knows me as the very form of Brahma. This is because later Krishna will say, Om Tatsariti Nirviti Nirdeshit Brahmanas Trivida Samartha. This is in the comes in 17th chapter. The three words Om Tat Sat all indicates Brahma. Prabhupada in early days used to write Om Tat Sat at the end of letters. So Om Tat Sat represents Supreme Brahma. So Krishna is the very form of that Brahma. Therefore, tattva means the state of being Brahma, tattva. Yo veti tattvata means one who knows me as the form of Brahma. In other words, Brahma is not formless. Brahma is not formless. Brahmano hi pratishta aham. I am the basis of Brahma, that is Krishna Vishti in Bhagavad Gita. That person will not, this is another nice statement by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. That person does not take birth again, but rather attend me. The word tyaktva deham only indicates the last condition of life. For not only on giving up the body one does not take birth again, but even while not giving up the body, before that one attends me. The idea is this. Quotation is that something which pervades everywhere is inaccessible. Deva, Divya. According to the definition given in this verses together. So the first purpose of this is, it's not that after we die then we will go to Krishna. While living we can live in Krishna. That Jivan Mukta was called Jivan Mukta in the language of Rupa Goswami. If we know the truth then we are liberated while we are living. The idea is this, idea of this quotation is that something which pervades everywhere is inconceivable. Deva Divya, according to the definition given in the world, Achintya in chapter 2. Now Prabhupada is speaking about this, his lecture. Tattvata in truth, in a sense. Now here the word tattvata is very important. This tattvata is the science of Krishna. What is tattvata? Is science of Krishna. Tattvata and truth simply by knowing, now Prabhupada is saying, simply by knowing, by historical facts that Krishna is born in such and such a date, in such place, in such family. He did such and such activities. No. No, one has to learn them in tattvata, in truth. Then he becomes free from this bodily entanglement. Now, how that tattvata in truth, Krishna science, how one can understand Krishna? How one can understand Krishna science? That is explained in the 18th chapter. You will find this verse there. Bhaktya mamabhi janati yavan yascha tattvata. That's what Prabhupada is saying. Only by devotion you can know Krishna and tattvata, not by any other method. In other words, you can quote to support this. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariparshanen sevya upadeshanti te jnanam jnaninam tattva darshanaha. Tattva darshi, the one who knows the truth, Krishna science, they can impart your knowledge. Again from Chaitanya Charitamrita you can support this. Ye Krishna tattva veta sehi guru hai. Ye Krishna tattva veta sehi guru hai. So those who know the science of Krishna, tattvata, that is the person, the spiritual master. Yeah, please. Just finishing this verse. Not only that the present time can one attend me just by knowing about the nature of my present birth, but in the ancient time also, in previous kalpas, when I appeared, people attend me. By knowing the nature of my birth and activities, that is the purpose of this verse. We have not started this verse, okay? Hear me, ends. Hare Krishna.